Lamont Jones is shattered when his cousin dies just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. Wondery presents Death County, PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups. Follow Death County, PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Mr. Ballin, the host of Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries. And each week on my podcast, you can expect to hear stories about bizarre illnesses no one can explain, miraculous recoveries that shouldn't have happened, and cases so baffling they stumped even the best doctors. Listen to Mr. Ballin's Medical Mysteries on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The following podcast is not real, but it is really sponsored by the mighty, mighty Iron Galaxy. We make lots of games. You might even like a few. Follow us on Twitter at I2TheG.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. I'm your host, Arnie Niekamp. But in case you haven't listened to the podcast before, I'm from Chicago. But a few months ago, I fell through a magical dimensional rift behind Burger King into the land of Foon. And I'm still getting a little weak Wi-Fi signal from the Burger King. So I'm still hosting a weekly podcast in the tavern, the Vermilion Minotaur, in the town of Hogsface, in the land of Foon. As always, I'm joined by my friends Chunt, the Talking Badger.
Hello.
And Usidore, the Wizard.
I am Usidore, Wizard of the 12th Realm of Ephesius, Master of Light and Shadow, Manipulator of Magical Delights, Devourer of Chaos, Champion of the Great Halls of Tararakus. The elves know me as Fionn Yulluk. The dwarves know me as Zonin Hoogstanges. And I am known in Northeast as Gaswinus Maystar, but there may be other secret names you do.
Wow, you put some extra stank on it that time.
Like, I really did, didn't I?
Yeah, you're in, like, you're really, like, at full, you're, like, at full Usidore.
Yeah, I am in the zone.
before we get started, I just want to apologize to you guys for sort of abandoning the podcast last week. I feel really bad about it. I was just having a bad week, and I think I just needed some me time. But you know what? I'm back, and I'm dedicated to the podcast and sharing the very important information that Foon exists with the people in my world.
Sounds great.
Yeah, sounds good. Have you heard from your wife yet?
No, I have not heard from my wife yet. I think it's probably because the email that I have probably is going to her spam address. Mm-hmm. As you know, our email is magictavern@puppies.supplies. I think she's not getting my attempts to communicate with her. It is weird that she hasn't heard this podcast because I can only imagine that everyone on Earth is listening to it because it's such earth-shattering information.
Now, why do you imagine that?
Why do I imagine that? People in my world don't know that there are other worlds.
They don't know of the 12 realms of Ephesius.
They do not know. I still don't. What are the 12 realms of Ephesius?
When Foon was first formed, the three goddesses, Fu, U, and Un, they all had made love to one another, and then there were six men born of these three goddesses, uh-huh. And those six men all made love, and those six men all gave birth to 12 men and women who
so
then...
So it always doubles, it doesn't, it's not like multiple... multiplies.
You are very bad at math. We've established this clearly in the past.
I think when something doubles, that's still multiplication.
Yes, it is, yeah, okay. Technically. Times two.
I thought it was like squaring, I suppose.
No, it's not. But nice try. Then the 12 realms, each was related to one of these 12 descendants of the original goddesses. And the wizards that walk the Foon, they are each born of one of these mystical realms.
I want another date this week.
Oh, let's fun. Hear
How
about
you
it. Yeah, Chunt, getting out there.
I went out with a crow.
Uh-huh.
But you're still a badger.
I'm still a badger. Struck out. We went to Foonfest.
Foonfest?
Yeah. It's just like a music festival.
Wow.
Some of Foon's top bands are there.
What are some of Foon's top bands?
Oh, boy. You got They Are Giants.
They Are Giants. Okay. And are they... Giants?
They are giants.
Okay.
Swords and Roses.
Mm-hmm.
The Black Crows, which her brother was in.
And how did it go? I mean, not to, like, pry.
We were dancing. We took some substances, and we
Whoa,
were
what did, you, this. What did you take?
We took some Morglorb.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Usador made me some Morglorb.
Are you, like, a Morglorb
dealer? Don't worry about it.
Are you looking at...
You looking to score?
I mean, maybe.
I can hook you up. Don't worry.
Okay, that's good. We'll to know. I don't really know how.
I'm not supposed to do it.
I don't know. Okay, so. Yeah, sure, totally. I just don't know how.
Oh, talk gets angry at me. If
sure.
You
so I just, I'm totally, I'm probably into this, but I just don't know how. I trust you guys. You're my friends.
Well, how did it work out for you this weekend?
Not well. I just started spewing barf everywhere.
Sounds right.
While still dancing, and it's, I mean, it's just a mess. Gunner feathers, and
I'm going to pass on the Morglork. I think now that I hear about all this.
Right, that's fine.
Hey, you know what, guys? Maybe we should talk to our guest.
Oh, yes, yes. Who's your guest today?
I'm very excited. We have a representative of the court of the Belleroths.
Oh.
The power in the Northeast, Benedict Whisperbrew.
Yes, it's wonderful to be here, Arnold. How well you look.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. I don't get a lot of compliments here.
We've heard word of your... great beauty and your striking looks.
Really?
The robins did justice to the lustrousness of your beard, the heartiness of your eyebrows.
Wow. This is awesome. Thank you so much. So the people in the Belleroth court have heard of me?
Oh, yes. The court is aflame with words and wonderment of the new visitor to Foon and how he is... struck forth in the tavern and has held court with his lusty tales and magical wonderments.
Wow. That is great. I gotta be honest, I've felt a little bit like people kind of don't respect me here in Foon.
No. There's an entire tapestry that's currently being designed by the loomers of Queen Titania's court that projects you in all your wonderment as you descended in a flame of glory among a Pegasus and a unicorn into the tavern.
Oh, wow. That's incredible. What do you
I don't remember that happening.
No, I don't know. I don't think that did, but I think it's just like a metaphorical representation.
Is Titania depicted in this
tapestry mural textile wonderment? Yes. My Queen Titania is perched in the corner, her ivory hands clutched to her ample heaving bosoms, dewy perspiration laced around her supple skin like some blessing of dew upon a warm April morning.
Wow. For the listeners who maybe haven't listened to all of our earlier podcasts, Queen Titania is quite attractive.
It is said that the angels wept when she was born. The three most attractive women in Foon committed mutual suicide at Titania's christening.
I remember that.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes, it was horrible. One of the worst christenings I've ever been to.
Thank you notes were not delivered until up to a year and a half after the actual event.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Well, so now, Benedict, what do you do for the Belleroths?
Well, as the Belleroth's chief eunuch, I am a procurer of things that they might find useful.
A eunuch means that...
I have been liberated from my genitals, freed from the curse of my testicles. I have been emancipated by my manhood.
Now, Arnold, we have never asked, are you a eunuch?
No. What would make you think that I'm a eunuch?
Just the way you carry yourself.
Yeah, I don't know how things work in your world.
No, I have my bait and tackle. I'm totally... Everything's...
Oh, you did say you had a child.
I have a child.
Yes,
I have a very young child. Yes. You know, so I fairly recently used my stuff.
Perfect. Well, don't brag about it.
And it is in working order.
Yeah, totally.
Yes, let me write this down.
What sort of notes are you taking now?
I'm just taking general sketches, drawings of Arnold, Yes, my leather-bound journal of secrets.
Oh.
Written in a quill of ink supplied by a phoenix's blood, legible only to fellow eunuchs.
Oh, Benedict, I must admit to you, I'm a great coveter of secrets, and I do wish that I could look into this journal of yours.
Usador, I guess if you just cut your dick and balls off, you would be able to read it, right?
Do I say hurtful things to you?
No.
I see.
No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean...
This is just the way Arnie is.
This has gone bad very quickly. I'm sorry, Benedict.
I just peeked in your book and I saw you wrote, next to Arnie, you wrote 4, possibly 4.5. What is that?
Wait, yes. Hold on. So, John... Do you not have any genitals anymore?
What are you talking about?
You said
the phoenix ink is only legible to fellow eunuchs, but I wrote the rankings of Master Arnold in Raven's Blood, which is legible to people who are still LWG living with genitals.
Okay. No, I'm sorry.
Yes, I gave him a 4.5.
I'm sorry. We've taken a weird side track, and we've spent a lot of time on talking about who, talking about who does and doesn't have genitalia. And I apologize. Although you seem very happy to not have them.
Yes, there's insight gained when one has their perspective narrowed.
Like what? Do you mind me? I don't know. Like,
well, as the chief eunuch, I am, as Usador noted, some chancellor of secrets. I know all the innings and outings of Foon. I know every deepest desire harbored by our inhabitants. Ask me anything and I can inform you.
That is great, although wouldn't you be able to do that and still have genitals?
Why are you being like this?
I don't know. I don't mean to insult him. I'm just...
So you know, I mean, your little robins tell you almost everything?
They tell me. They inform me. Yes, once you are deprived of your genitals in... I don't know how eunuchs work. Where you are from.
No, they're...
But when you take the order of eunuchhood in Foon, then you are immediately blessed with bird speak. And then the birds immediately transcribe all the delicious dealings and delvings. You only need 3 hours of sleep. You start to enjoy hobbies a little bit more intently, appreciate sunsets, sunrises.
Can I ask, have you heard any rumors about Arnie? Can you share that?
Well, yes, Chunt. I have heard some meanderings. A very piquant sparrow flew into my chamber the other day, and she had just enjoyed a dabbling peek at Master Arnold in his bath chamber.
Oh.
And she immediately fluttered and said that a man of Arnold's considerable talents would be of much interest to Queen Titania and her upcoming festival of the satiated hippogriff.
Oh. Wow.
Salutations to the Arnold. This is a great honor that has been heaped upon thee.
Yeah, so I guess what would that entail?
Ah, yes. At the Festival of the Satiated Hippogriff, you would be at my queen's side. You would sup upon the delicate ambrosia. Mm-hmm. You would feed upon honeyed grapes.
Wow.
You would dance the dance of the 12 confessions.
I'd have to learn it, but okay.
Oh, it's very simple. You just dance the way you choose to dance, and there are no guidelines. And then you just shout out randomly 12 confessions that you have, and you want just a eunuch tip. You want to start
a eunuch tip. I'm sorry.
He's a person.
I know. I'm
rude.
Sorry.
With feelings.
Rude. You are a terrible, terrible person.
Do you want to go to this dance or not?
I do.
Was your pun worth it?
No.
He's crying. Look at him. He's crying.
I don't know.
There's a lumberjack in a town over who would be all too happy to take your place.
I'm sorry.
There's a lusty barrel hooper who would give up hooping barrels to have... Samuel Steen the barrel hooper.
Oh, and just you know, I mean, I would get out of here and go. If she's looking for mates, I mean...
Whoa.
If she would like to sleep with herself, I would be her and...
Oh, Chunt.
Was that too presumptuous?
Everybody heard about the festival and the crow feather vomit. No, no. You need to learn to handle your Morglock.
Yeah.
That is a sensory enhancer, not a esophageal congealer. No.
I guess I lined it with something.
No.
I just had to cut it.
I'm writing that down.
Yeah, right.
As a contractor for the NSA, Edward Snowden had access to a range of top-secret government programs. But as he learned more about these clandestine operations, he came to understand a devastating secret. The government was conducting mass surveillance on its own citizens. Hi, I'm Lindsey Graham, the host of Wondery Show, American Scandal. We bring to life some of the biggest controversies in U.S. history: presidential lies, environmental disasters, corporate fraud. In our latest series, whistleblower Edward Snowden changes the national conversation about privacy on the internet as he risks his own freedom and his family's well-being. Follow American Scandal on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Listen to all episodes ad-free and be the first to binge the newest season only on Wondery Plus. You can join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify. Start your free trial today. Lamont Jones's world is shattered when his cousin dies in custody just weeks after entering prison. The official report says natural causes, but bruises and missing teeth tell a different story. From Wondery comes Death County, PA, a chilling true story of corruption and cover-ups that begins as one man's search for answers, but soon reveals a disturbing pattern. Lamont's cousin's death is just one of many, and powerful forces are working to keep the truth buried. With never-before-heard interviews and shocking revelations, Death County, PA pulls back the curtain on one of America's darkest institutional secrets. This isn't just another true crime story. It's happening right now. Follow Death County, PA on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Death County, PA early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Well, you tell me, Benedict, would it be appropriate for Arnold to begin figuring out what his confessions are right now? Should we work on that right now?
Yes, yes.
What are your 12 confessions?
My 12 confessions?
Yes, yes.
Just start with something vague and kind of impersonal, something you wouldn't...
So you work your way up.
Yes, yeah. You don't want to start with your naughtiest confession.
Oh, sure.
This is good advice from a eunuch. You'd be wise to take it.
Okay, well, why don't we do this? See, we're in my world where I come from, sometimes if you do lists, like if you're in an improv group or something like that, you would say a thing and then everyone would say the number that you're on. And then you would say the next thing. So I will say. So I'll say my first confession.
Are they math illiterate?
Yes, we've established that Arnold has a lot of trouble counting. So if we need to count for him, I suppose that's fine.
Let me write this down.
We'll count for
math
you.
Math illiterate.
Okay. So my first confession is that I.
It's going to be a long 12.
No. Okay. All right. No, you're right. I'll do this fast. Growing up, I was slightly allergic to fruit.
One.
Thank you. And I have slightly webbed toes.
Two.
What is that? Two. How?
That's how eunuchs count, with the clucking of their tongue.
With the clucking of your tongues. Chunt is really staring me down.
Three.
Chunt is really staring me down.
Is that
three.
A confession or just a
statement? Are we counting that
observation?
One? I mean, you're still on.
We got. I mean, I feel like there's got to be a certain amount of filler in these 12 confessions, right?
Not if last, you want to get to the good dirt.
At the last festival of the satiated hippogriff, Elvator, the gifted elf, gave confessions of such insight and emotional honesty that the dance totally shut down by number 10 when he confessed to stealing the witch brew for his mother's eczema.
Wow.
There was not a dry eye in the house. His 11th confession, wherein he confessed untoward thoughts towards his runish companion, caused people to look each other in their eyes and have conversations of such emotional acuity that there are bonds of friendship that have not been broken since.
That makes your confessions look like a fucking pile of trash.
Well, fair.
Now, to be fair,
I'm building.
Yes, we're only on number two. We all know that
Give me that third.
Fine, three. Arnold's greatest strength is emotional honesty, so let's continue.
That's true. Look, I want to do these confessions, but I just want to backtrack for just a second.
Yes.
Queen Titania is looking for a mate? That is what this whole festival is?
It's the it's the festival of the satiated hippogriff. Yes, we eat, we sup on the honeyed grapes, we drink the ambrosia, we dance the dance of the 12 confessions, and then we have personal time in the tents of titillation.
The tents of titillation?
Yes, the tents of titillation. They are staked by maiden crones who pitch the tents and weave the archways of silk cultivated by mutant silkworms.
When Benedict said pitch a tent, your face got real smug. What's going on?
I didn't want to say it.
What's going on?
I just didn't want to say it.
Were you going to say when a eunuch pitches a tent?
I didn't want to.
Are you real pleased with yourself?
No, I mean, a little bit. I
don't get it. What's wrong with a eunuch pitching a tent?
Enjoy camping.
Need somewhere to protect themselves from the elements should they find themselves upon the King's Road. Or
every fall, me and my stepson go out for a 10-day camping expedition.
Do you have a stepson?
Yes,
that's
yes.
Lovely.
Bartholomew.
Oh.
Bartholomew the Mute.
Oh.
I think one of your confessions.
Wait, Bartholomew Whisper Brew?
Yes.
That is a funny sounding name.
Oh, what's your last
what's
name?
What's your last name?
Kneecamp.
Arnie Kneecamp. So both your first name and your last name have knee in it. Arnie Kneecamp. That sounds redundant.
Were your parents sad when you were born?
Yes. Were your parents sad when you were born? That's a great question.
I mean, no. I think they were quite happy when I was born.
Arnie Kneecamp. Oh, hello. This is my son, Elvin Elbow Trek.
One of your confessions, Arnie, should be that you're an insensitive prick.
Yes, continue with the confessions. Confession number 4.
Prick.
Well, and then at the height of the Tent of Titillation, you and Queen Titania shall go in. Their blinded gremlins will disrobe both of you, massage your supple bodies with a poultice made of tears of a Pegasus and the secrets of a virgin, and then the two of you shall know each other in such configurations that the mathematicians shall weep when they see the sweet geometry made by both of your bodies.
I know that you're a eunuch, but yes, you just start sweating when you talk about this stuff.
Oh, yes. I usually have to change my outfit 3 or 4 times a day when I'm talking about the festival of the satiated hippogriff. I should be in the corner charcoaling the entire thing for posterity.
All right. Let's get back to my confessions. I am married, and I am fully committed to my wife, but I have to admit that, at least on some small level, that I am intrigued. I'm at least a little bit intrigued by this whole situation, but because it's not the kind of thing that...
Surely your wife has an understanding.
Four.
Titania would be on my list were I married.
Yeah, no, I mean, oh, do you have that in Foon? A kind of like...
Do you have that on Earth?
Well, yeah, like a celebrity's list, like a kind of like, I'm married, but I could always have sex with...
Ah, yes, like Mugalek the Ogre Slayer would be probably on the top of every young lady's list.
Yes, oh. Yes.
Shoulders
to,
like...
Titania, clearly.
Yeah.
Top of everyone's list. Yes.
Oh.
Wow. There's also, I mean, and I don't subscribe... Look, Sarah, if you're listening, I absolutely don't subscribe to this theory, but... But in my world, there's this idea that, you know, certain distance is not the bonds of fidelity weaken, right? You know, certain states over or, you know, it's another...
States like Wizard State?
No, like different kingdoms.
I think we've dug ourselves far enough into this hole. What's confession number 5?
I regret some of the things I've said.
Great.
5.
I don't...
It's all right. You want to save your good stuff for the dads.
Yes, that's true.
You don't want to mate with the canine, as they say.
Plus, it's taking you 20 minutes to do 6, so...
That's... Thank you, Chunt. I do have one more. I feel like I've made really good friends, and I feel like I, here in Afun, I feel like I push them away sometimes, but with, like, petty barbs and jibes, but I really care for them deeply, and I hope that they...
12, because I don't care anymore.
I thought that was very big of you, Annie.
Oh, thank you, Chunt.
I think most things are very big of you, because you're a very big man.
Yes. Titania was very pleased to hear of your height.
Is it? I am very tall. I'm also, you know, I think as Chunt is suggesting, I'm a little bit of a husky guy. Is it possible that they have me confused with someone else? Like Arnor, who I've heard of, is this mighty...
Mythical warrior, but Arnor is
yes, the
no
38
longer.
Feats of Arnor are mythical. Yes, you have to understand about Queen Titania. She's run the spectrum of sexual partners. She's mated with dragon slayers. She's done over-the-shirt stuff with gatekeepers. She's done a little bit of footplay with a goblin tamer. And so when she had a chance to see what temporal pleasures could be had from a visitor from another realm, her arched eyebrows shot up and her breasts defied gravity just a little bit more than they usually do. And she snapped her little fingers and she said, "Benedict Whisperblue, you have to get me this Arnie camp for my own."
Wow, that's very...
Barkeep, another stormy night for our eunuch friend here.
Arnold, have you ever considered changing your name to eliminate the redundancy and just being Arnie Camp?
Yeah, what if, I mean, I would be Chunt Unt. You'd be Usador.
You see Edor? I don't know. Yeah. That is bizarre.
It is. Hey, look, it's.
Does everyone on Earth have half their. Come on, man. Does everyone
really?
On Earth,
why are you picking apart what Chunt's saying? Chunt's been pointing his heart out to you today.
You know
what? Spit out on some dates.
I.
How dare you? How dare you, sir?
I'm going to call something out that I think all of us have observed, and I think as a eunuch, I have been blessed with a prescient insight. But the sexual tension between Arnie and Chunt can only be described as delicious.
What do you say? Do you want to wake up in 14 days looking at yourself next to you in bed?
No, I don't.
Fine, great.
The
fine.
Only thing that is less attractive to me than you is me.
I don't know
that
how to take that.
That was not a very nice thing. I think you're a very handsome badger.
Thank you.
Yes.
You're being real fucking garbage.
As a eunuch, I think it's...
Chunt! Chunt, have we crossed the line with each other? I do still consider you a friend.
I just want to say, Arnold, as a eunuch, it's so important to begin each day with looking at yourself in the mirror and saying one nice thing about yourself.
What did you say about yourself this morning?
I have well-formed nostrils.
You do.
You really do.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do you still keep your...
My manhood? Yes. Mm-hmm. It's in a mason jar. Lubricated by a potion of elf sweat.
So you keep it moist just in case? Or
At any time it can be reattached. Wow. When my services are...
No-
yes, this is Foon.
I had no... I thought it was more of a permanent thing.
Well,
No. Your eunuchs can't put their...
No, our eunuchs have their... I mean, historically have their stuff brutally chopped off and then it's just gone forever.
Ooh, that's unpleasant.
Wow.
Why would you want to be a eunuch?
You mostly don't. It's usually forced upon you.
Well, then who talks to the birds?
Yes, how do you communicate with the kestrels?
You don't. I mean, you...
How do you talk to the turkeys? How do you chat with the chickens? How do you populate with the popinjays?
Four.
How do you... caterwaul with the kingfishers.
Five.
How do you sing with the sparrows?
Six.
How do you whisper with the wrens?
Seven.
How do you elucidate with the peacocks?
Eight.
How do you gossip with the goose?
Nine.
Yes, the nine birds of Foon have now been listed by me.
That's how you do it.
So, Benedict Whisperbrew, thank you so much for being a guest on Hello from the Magic Tavern.
It has been my pleasure, Arnie, Chunt, Usador.
The pleasure has been all ours.
Yes, and as enticing as your offer is, you know, between being a married man and really wanting to stay here in Hogsface to host this podcast every week, I just can't make it up to the Northeast anytime soon.
I totally understand.
I can go. At any time.
You know what? She actually just finished this thing with Spintax, and she...
Ooh, Spintax.
He took her to such heights of pleasure that a wizard should have no rights of knowing. He expanded her conception of what sensation could be, that I think she's good with wizards right now.
Wizard? More like whiz turd.
I have to. I'm going to write that one down.
Ah, yes, I've made fun of what is.
Please That's write that one down.
The best pun I've heard all day.
So that none of us can see that one.
That was very clever. I might use that at one of my open megaphone nights.
Oh, feel free. Feel free.
I've been experimenting with. Horizontal.
While those two make small talk, I'm going to remind everyone listening at home that please, if you enjoy the podcast, please give us some stars and good reviews on iTunes or whatever your podcasting thing is. And also, please send us emails at magictavern@puppies.supplies. I know it does not sound like a real email address, but it absolutely is.
Can I plug my email real quick? I still have chunt@gmail.com. That's chunt with six T's. We've gotten some great emails. I would love maybe a drawing of what you think I might look like, or of me, Arnie, and Usador hanging out. So any drawings or paintings?
I still don't understand how you were able to get a Gmail address. Because of the firewall of the Burger King, I have not been able to get on any Google-related site, and somehow you have a Gmail address.
Chunt, please.
Well, all right, I'm going to quick read this.
And I just want to say, if you have any gossiping birds, you can send them my way at the aviary at the palace in the northeast.
I'm going to read some real quick emails here. From Lauren Lopez writes, "Is this email real? I love this podcast so much, you guys. Please let this email be real." And it is.
Confirmed.
Next email. Craig Linky writes, "Usador," this is to you, Usador.
Thanks.
"Do you have any concerns that all of Arnie's questions in his podcast," this is in quotes, "are a thinly guised intelligence gathering mission for what will eventually become the invasion of Foon?"
No.
No, yeah. I mean, I have to be honest.
I don't think you have the guile to pull off such a trick.
Yeah, no. I mean, there isn't always an outside chance that the people of my world will, you know, we're kind of a war-hungry race, and so there's always a chance that if they do get access to Foon, that
you've never mentioned this
who
before.
Knows what they would do. But I'm hoping that my podcast will really show the great things about Foon, and the people in my world will not want to attack. Chunt, did you want to read?
Did you just threaten us?
No, I swear I did not. I absolutely was not. That was not my intention. Chunt, did you want to read?
Yeah, let's read some Chunt mail. Let's get to the real stuff here. Simon Klee says, "Hey, Chunt, I feel like Usador soaks up a lot of the glory in the first minute of the show with his extensive name." I don't feel that way.
I definitely do not.
"Good friend. If you were to have an equally long and obnoxious name," that's
How
rude.
Dare you?
"What would it be? Always listening, Simon Klee." Well, I'm just Chunt. I'm just your basic Chunt. The L's know me as Chunt. The Doors know me as Chunt. Every once in a while, they'll call me, you know, Chunty or, you know, Choo-Choo.
Choo-choo.
Yeah, choo-choo.
I'm going to start calling you Choo-choo.
Please stop. That's for friends.
All right, well, thank you so much.
Oh, I've got a gossipy partridge right here, and she's whispering to me, "It seems that the baker's wife might have a loaf being baked in her oven that was kneaded by another man's fingers. Well, it looks like the postman's letter has found a different mail slot, doesn't it?"
Wonderful.
That's how you do it, bud.
Oh boy, none of that sure did ever really happen. And if you find yourself grappling with the contradiction of what you may have heard last week, I invite you to get some rest, making sure to sleep near an open window where a concentrated energy beam may find its way towards the memory center of your brain. Chunt the Badger is merely a mask behind which you'll find the fragile soul of Adol Rathi. Usador the Wizard was portrayed, with unnecessary volume and cadence choices, by Matt Young. Special guest Benedict Whisperbrew was played by Brendan Dowling. Matt and Brendan perform regularly in the improvised Shakespeare Company. Ooh, niche comedy. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Evan Jacover, and Ryan DeGiorgi. This episode was edited by Evan Jacover. Take that, Ryan DeGiorgi. All of this delightful fake-believe was sponsored by Iron Galaxy with the help of the Chicago Podcast Co-op.
Follow Iron Galaxy on Twitter at I2TheG and the Chicago Podcast Co-op at Chai Podcast Co-op.
Hey, I'm Mike Corey, the host of Wondery's podcast, Against the Odds. In each episode, we take you to the edge of some of the most incredible adventure and survival stories in history. In our next season, it's 1980, and in the Pacific Northwest, the long, dormant volcano Mount St. Helens is showing signs of life. Scientists warn that a big eruption is coming, but a restricted zone around the mountain is limited by politics. On May 18th, hikers, loggers, reporters, and researchers are caught in the blast zone as the volcano erupts. They find themselves pummeled by a deadly combination of scorching heat, smothering ash, and massive mudslides. The survivors have to find their way to safety before they succumb to their injuries or face another eruption. Follow Against the Odds on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Binge the entire season ad-free right now only on Wondery Plus. Start your free trial in the Wondery app, Apple Podcasts, or Spotify today.